Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Agee reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Agee scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Adair moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys juggles the ball. That's an error on Humphreys. Adair moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Adair scores. Josephson moves to third. McCraw moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. McCraw scores. There goes Hansen trying to get to third. Valentine throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Hansen for the out. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chance hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Chance reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chance moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Chance scores. Peterson moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim King pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Casanova moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casanova scores. King moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. he's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCross scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buzzard bunts in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee is hit by the pitch. Berry moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dignan pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buzzard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Casanova to second, and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Buzzard covering. Safe. Chance moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Chance moves to third. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chance scores. McMullen moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.